So this is the last chance here for the Bulldogs to tie this one up. McCulloch set to inbound. Gives it to Fox. 2 seconds to go. Fox puts up a shot. And it is rebounded by Balloon. And the game is over. The Pheasants with a huge comeback. And they defeat Milbank by a final score of 66-64. One of the best games I have seen from Redfield Dolan this season. They never gave up, stayed in it, and they came back in the second half to pull out the win. UTAC looking for somewhere to go, goes back to the top of the key, passed it over to Jordan. Jordan over to Colton Hyder, heavy defense here. Inside to Frankenstein, putting it up and in. Nice little jumper. Frankenstein's jumper has been on for the past couple of weeks. Rolfs all the way back over to UTAC. UTAC over on the left elbow, inside to Frankenstein. Turnaround jumper, nothing but net. Frankenstein with a big bucket. It's now 51-40, and it is stolen by UTEC. He puts it up and in. Inbound is stolen by the Pheasants, and they have some life here. It is 51-42. The Pheasants in the past minute have made this a 9-point game. Miller still has it. 30 seconds to go. Over to Clausen from three on the right side, and it rattles in. Clausen nails the three. It is a 1-point game, and a timeout is called. Kicks it out to Jordan. Jordan with a three from the top of the key, and he makes it. Drew going right. Pass is knocked away, but still gets in the hands of Cooper. Now it's inside, and a shot is put up by Sharp, and he misses it. Rebound gotten by Frankenstein. Frankenstein gives it to Jordan. Jordan coming down the right side. Now goes down the center, kicks it over to the right wing. It's Rolfs. Now inside to Balloon. Balloon up and in. Nice strong put up there by Max Balloon. His first bucket since the first quarter. Inbound. It's almost stolen by Colzer, but it's given to UTEC. UTEC puts up a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up off the glass and in. So UTEC now with 10 points in this one. It's 40-35, 5-point lead for the Pheasants. Vincent inside to Colzer, but it's stolen by Mick UTEC. Coming down to the other Pheasants, Hyder going straight to the basket, up and in. Great underhand layup there for Colton Hyder. And it's now 46-39. UTEC driving in off the front of the rim. No good. Frankenstein gets the rebound. He puts it up and in. Riley now inside to Fox. All the way into Cummins. He puts up a jumper on rattles around the rim. No good. Rebound gotten by Frankenstein. Pheasants coming back down with it. It's Jordan. Jordan's going to go straight to the basket. He puts it up and in and draws the foul. Jordan with a strong play to the basket. And he's going to now put up another one. Jordan looking for somewhere to go. He's going to bounce pass to Rolfs. 5 seconds to go. Rolfs puts up a shot, and it airballs it. Then Frankenstein gets the shot and puts it up and in. So the shot from Rolfs is airballed, but Frankenstein is under the basket, has the wherewithal to grab it and put it in. 36-30 at the end of three. We head into the fourth. Well, the crowd has come alive here at Potter County as they lead Redfield Dolan 58-56. Here with under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Pheasants have struggled here in the fourth quarter, and it has been very apparent as they really haven't been able to get much going here. A lot of turnovers for the Pheasants. They're 19 already in this ball game to only 10 for the Battlers. At the line right now is Dawson Simon. It's his third time to line. He's 2 for 4. About to shoot a pair. First one up and in. Not a problem. It's now a 3-point lead, 59-56. The Battlers lead the Pheasants. Simon ready for his second one. That one up and makes that one as well. So he makes both of them. It's now 60-56. Pheasants trying to inbound. Frankenstein. And it's stolen by Kirby, but it goes out of bounds. So as we talked about, heavy press here from Potter County, and when they keep doing it this long, it just wears teams down. We've seen that happen with Redfield Dolan here tonight. Jordan has the ball, gives it to Frankenstein. Frankenstein gives it now to Balloon. He's down on the right side. Bounce pass now into Jordan. Now it's over to Isaac Sucker, who's into the ball game. Colton Hyder has it on the left wing. Inside to Balloon. Turn around, puts it up, and in. Nice strong play there from Max Balloon, and it's now 58-60. 2-point lead here for the Battlers with 2:15 to go.